Habakkuk chapter 2. I will stand at my guard post and station myself on the rampart. I will watch to see what he will say to me, and how I should respond concerning my complaint. Then the Lord answered me and said, Write down this vision, and make it clear on tablets, so that the runner may easily read it. For the vision is for its appointed time, and it speaks about how things will end up, and it will not be proven false. Though it delays, wait for it. It will surely come. It will not be late. Look at the proud. His soul is not upright in him, but the righteous will live by his faithfulness. Furthermore, wine is treacherous. The arrogant are never at rest. They open their mouths as wide as the grave, and as death they are never satisfied. They gather to themselves all nations, and harvest together all peoples. Will not all these take up a proverb against him, a saying ridiculing him? Woe to him who accumulates what is not his, how long he weighs himself down with heavy debts. Will not your creditors rise up suddenly? Those who terrify you will get up. You will become their plunder. Because you have plundered many nations, all the survivors of the peoples will plunder you. For you have shed blood and done violence to the land, to the city and all its inhabitants. Woe to the one who gets evil gain for his house, so that he may set his nest on high, attempting to escape from the hand of disaster. You have plotted, bringing shame to your house, by cutting off many peoples, and have sinned against your own life. For the stone will cry out of the wall, and the wooden beams will respond. Woe to the one who builds a town by bloodshed, and establishes a city by injustice. Look, is it not from the Lord of hosts that the peoples labor only to fuel the fire, and nations weary themselves for nothing? For the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Woe to him who gives his neighbor drink, pouring out your wrath until they are drunk, so that you can gawk at their nakedness. You are filled with shame instead of glory. Now you will drink and expose your uncircumcised genitals. The cup of the Lord's right hand will come to you, and utter shame will cover over your glory. For the violence done to Lebanon will cover you, and the destruction of the animals by which you terrified them. Because of human bloodshed, and for the violence done to the land, to the cities, and to all their inhabitants. What benefit is an idol when a craftsman carved it? What good is a metal image, a teacher of lies? Why does even the one who makes them trust in speechless idols? Woe to him that says to wood, Wake up! To speechless stone, Arise! Can it instruct? Look, it is overlaid with gold and silver, and there is absolutely no breath in it. But the Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth be silent before him. Habakkuk chapter 2.